This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Did you know the most interesting verse about tears is actually in Psalm 58:6? I think it is. In the King James, it says, "The Lord gathers our tears in a bottle." That's interesting. Does that mean he literally catches them in a bottle? No. It means he notes them. He duly notes them. And the Lord always takes note of grief. Always. When you think no one cares, no one's aware of my grief, I want to tell you there is one person who is, and that's the Lord God Almighty. He is aware of your grief. He takes note of that. God knows every time you weep. He's aware of every single time a tear comes to a person's eyes. We're going to look at this story for a few minutes in a powerful way, and I want to tell you a couple of stories that I think will challenge you. The Bible says that his heart went out to this woman. I found out it means it's the deepest expression of compassion. His heart went out to her. When's the last time you felt that for another person that you didn't even know? We've become so callous in our culture today, unfortunately, because it's death all the time. We live in a culture of death. It's all about killing. It's all about death in our culture today, unfortunately. And we've become callous to it. But there's something to be said about you or me, that we are people of compassion when we're around people who grieve. People were buried within 10 to 16 hours of death. I didn't realize that exactly till this week. About 10 to 16 hours when a person died, they were buried. You died in the middle of the night, you were buried the next morning, next afternoon. You died in the morning, you were buried later that day. And that's what people did because of the sanitary conditions of the day. And so this woman has lost everything by losing her son. She has no benefits, no one to depend on perhaps. And she's grieving, and the heart of Jesus goes out to her. Years ago, I met a couple by the name of Jeff and Karen from San Antonio, Texas. Annie and I met them at a conference. And I noticed that Karen just didn't seem totally healthy. There was something, you know, that just gave it away that she was sick. I wasn't surprised then when a few months later, I heard that she had passed away, leaving 3 boys, 11, 9, and 5. She was just 39 years old. Jeff was 40. So on a day off in Dallas, I flew to San Antonio just to spend the morning with him. I didn't know him that well. I just met him at a conference. But I spent the morning with him. He was a minister. And here's what he said. "Nothing that I've ever done in my ministry ever prepared me for what I went through losing my wife." He said, "Randy, I've been to funerals. I've conducted funerals. I've been to funeral homes hundreds of times. I've been with people at the moment of death. And yet," he said, "nothing I ever went through prepared me for what I was going to go through with Karen." He said, "I have a new appreciation, a new understanding." What does that mean? You probably don't have a real appreciation for the grief of other people until you experience it yourself. Remember when I told you about the young man that had a son with leukemia and he lost his hair? And one Sunday, the dad came forward for prayer with his son, and both of them were totally bald. On Saturday, the dad had shaved his head. And if you can believe it, I'm still surprised by it. There were some people that kind of criticized that and said, "I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't shave my head just to identify with my son." And I said, "Well, you don't have a son dying of cancer either. You don't know what you would do in grief. So be careful when we make statements about other people going through grief, well, I wouldn't do that, or I wouldn't shed tears like that." You don't know what you would do unless you've been through it.
Well, words to the wise for all of us, I think, about be careful judging other people's grief. This message continues on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.